Listening test. Part 1. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you'll listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Hello, Robert Gladwell speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Chloe Martin. I was given your name and phone number by Ben Winters. I work with him, and he said you're a member of Midbury Drama Club.
Yes, I am.
Well, I've just moved to the area, and I'm keen to join a drama club.
Great. Yes, I can give you some information. We're one of the oldest drama clubs in the area, as the club started in 1957. We now have about 60 members. Our youngest member is 10, and our oldest member is 78.
Oh, I think I saw a picture in the newspaper the other day of some of your members being presented with a prize.
Yes, the youth section did very well in a competition and won £100, which will help with their next production. Tell me a bit more about yourself.
Well, I've done a bit of acting. I was in a couple of musicals when I was at university, and a historical play more recently.
We mainly do comedy plays. We get good audiences for that kind of thing. We haven't attempted a musical yet, but we might do one soon.
Oh, when do you usually meet?
On Tuesdays.
Well, presumably I'll need to do an audition.
Yes, there were a few auditions last Tuesday, and we'll be doing more at our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks' time. That's on Tuesday, the 12th of March. There'll be another opportunity 2 weeks after that, which will be on the 26th of March.
Oh, well, I can come to your next meeting, and if I don't get an acting part in a play, I'd be happy to help with something else. I've designed publicity before.
Great. We're very short of people who can do that. So that would be really good. There are a lot of people who like making scenery, so we get plenty of help with that, but we haven't got enough people to do the lights at the moment. So if you think you can do that, or you have any friends who would like to, do bring them along. We can show you what to do if you haven't got any experience.
I'll have to think about it. So, do you meet in the theatre?
We do our performances in the Manor Theatre, but we only hire that for the nights of the actual performances. We meet to rehearse every Tuesday evening in the community hall. We rent a room there.
Oh, I'm not sure where that is. I'll be coming by car because I don't live in the town centre.
It's in Ashburton Road. As you're coming towards the centre, down Regent Street, you need to turn left at the crossroads.
Oh, I know. There's a big car park down there, just before you get to a hotel. It's on the other side of the road from the sports centre.
That's it. That's the closest place to leave your car, and you don't have to pay in the evening to park there. We meet at 7:30, and we usually finish by 9:30 or 10.
Okay.
I haven't mentioned that we have to make a charge. Everyone pays a subscription of £180 to be a member for a year. You can pay for the whole year at once, or you can pay £15 every month. It works out the same. There are reductions for retired people and under 18s, but I don't think you come into either category.
No, I'm 26.
Oh, that fee covers all the costs, like photocopying of scripts and producing the posters, but it excludes the costumes for the performances. We ask people to pay for the hire of those themselves. It does mean they look after them properly, as they know they won't get their deposit back otherwise.
Can I come along to the next meeting, then?
Of course. We'd love to see you. And if you want to know more about how we run the auditions or the next play we're doing, why don't you give our secretary a ring? She'll be really pleased to help you.
Oh, what's her name?
It's Sarah Sawdicott. That's SAWDICOTT.
Got that. And her phone number?
I've only got a mobile number for her. Just a minute. Let me find it. Ah, yes. It's 07955240063.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Now listen again.
Hello, Robert Gladwell speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Chloe Martin. I was given your name and phone number by Ben Winters. I work with him, and he said you're a member of Midbury Drama Club.
Yes, I am.
Well, I've just moved to the area, and I'm keen to join a drama club.
Great. Yes, I can give you some information. We're one of the oldest drama clubs in the area, as the club started in 1957. We now have about 60 members. Our youngest member is 10, and our oldest member is 78.
Oh, I think I saw a picture in the newspaper the other day of some of your members being presented with a prize.
Yes, the youth section did very well in a competition and won £100, which will help with their next production. Tell me a bit more about yourself.
Well, I've done a bit of acting. I was in a couple of musicals when I was at university, and a historical play more recently.
We mainly do comedy plays. We get good audiences for that kind of thing. We haven't attempted a musical yet, but we might do one soon.
Oh, when do you usually meet?
On Tuesdays.
Well, presumably I'll need to do an audition.
Yes, there were a few auditions last Tuesday, and we'll be doing more at our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks' time. That's on Tuesday, the 12th of March. There'll be another opportunity 2 weeks after that, which will be on the 26th of March.
Oh, well, I can come to your next meeting, and if I don't get an acting part in a play, I'd be happy to help with something else. I've designed publicity before.
Great. We're very short of people who can do that. So that would be really good. There are a lot of people who like making scenery, so we get plenty of help with that. But we haven't got enough people to do the lights at the moment. So if you think you can do that, or you have any friends who would like to, do bring them along. We can show you what to do if you haven't got any experience.
I'll have to think about it. So, do you meet in the theatre?
We do our performances in the Manor Theatre, but we only hire that for the nights of the actual performances. We meet to rehearse every Tuesday evening in the community hall. We rent a room there.
Oh, I'm not sure where that is. I'll be coming by car because I don't live in the town centre.
It's in Ashburton Road. As you're coming towards the centre, down Regent Street, you need to turn left at the crossroads.
Oh, I know. There's a big car park down there, just before you get to a hotel. It's on the other side of the road from the sports centre.
That's it. That's the closest place to leave your car, and you don't have to pay in the evening to park there. We meet at 7:30, and we usually finish by 9:30 or 10.
OK.
I haven't mentioned that we have to make a charge. Everyone pays a subscription of £180 to be a member for a year. You can pay for the whole year at once, or you can pay £15 every month. It works out the same. There are reductions for retired people and under 18s, but I don't think you come into either category.
No, I'm 26.
Oh, that fee covers all the costs, like photocopying of scripts and producing the posters, but it excludes the costumes for the performances. We ask people to pay for the hire of those themselves. It does mean they look after them properly, as they know they won't get their deposit back otherwise.
Can I come along to the next meeting, then?
Of course. We'd love to see you. And if you want to know more about how we run the auditions or the next play we're doing, why don't you give our secretary a ring? She'll be really pleased to help you.
Oh, what's her name?
It's Sarah Sawdicott. That's SAWDICOTT.
Oh, got that. And her phone number?
I've only got a mobile number for her. Just a minute. Let me find it. Ah, yes. It's 07955240063.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Part 2. You're going to listen to another recorded material. Again, before you listened, you have 20 seconds to read the instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice.
Today we're pleased to have on the show Fatima Johnson, who is the organiser of the Adborne Film Festival. Welcome, Fatima.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about the background to the festival and what it brings to the town?
Well, the festival was started in 1996 by the then mayor of Adborne, Joanne Smith. She wasn't a filmmaker herself. She'd actually been a very energetic tourism development officer for many years. But Adborne had run a classical music festival, which had been becoming less and less popular in recent years. Joanne was looking around for something to replace it and to use funds allocated to it to promote something which local people can enjoy.
Great. So tell us about the festival nowadays.
Well, it's held in the last 2 weeks of August every year, and short films from all over the world are shown in three places, in the theatre and our two cinemas. Several films are shown in one performance, and the whole thing lasts about 90 minutes. Tickets are very reasonably priced. Under-12s used to get in for 50p, but now we charge just £1, which is still very good value. £1.50 for students and £2.50 for everyone else. Performances are advertised all round town and also on our website, www.adbornefest.com. If you're interested in attending any performance, you can buy tickets online, of course, and you can also get them in the library, which is right next to the main shopping area. I'm afraid this year tickets are no longer available from either of the two cinemas because of restricted opening times.
I understand you also run a film competition?
Yes, for under-18s. We have a different theme every year. Last year, for example, the theme was Future Planet, and the winner was a 10-minute documentary encouraging youngsters to be more aware of environmental issues, focusing on getting school kids to cycle to school instead of going by car. This year, the theme is Sporting Nation, so there'll also be lots of ideas to choose from. Now, we're always on the lookout for new local talent, so if you live in the Adborne area and are under 18, you should have a go. We have an excellent prize every year donated by local businesses, shops, hotels, etc. This year, you can win a high-spec movie camera worth over £800. Application forms are on the website, and the deadline for sending in your film to enter the competition is the last day of July. It's May now, so you'll have the whole of June to be working on it.
Now listen again.
Today we're pleased to have on the show Fatima Johnson, who is the organiser of the Adborne Film Festival. Welcome, Fatima.
Hello.
Can you tell us a bit about the background to the festival and what it brings to the town?
Well, the festival was started in 1996 by the then mayor of Adbourne, Joanne Smith. She wasn't a filmmaker herself. She'd actually been a very energetic tourism development officer for many years. But Adbourne had run a classical music festival, which had been becoming less and less popular in recent years. Joanne was looking around for something to replace it and to use funds allocated to it to promote something which local people can enjoy.
Great. So tell us about the festival nowadays.
Well, it's held in the last 2 weeks of August every year, and short films from all over the world are shown in three places, in the theatre and our two cinemas. Several films are shown in one performance, and the whole thing lasts about 90 minutes. Tickets are very reasonably priced. Under-12s used to get in for 50p, but now we charge just £1, which is still very good value. £1.50 for students and £2.50 for everyone else. Performances are advertised all round town and also on our website, www.adbournefest.com. If you're interested in attending any performance, you can buy tickets online, of course, and you can also get them in the library, which is right next to the main shopping area. I'm afraid this year, tickets are no longer available from either of the two cinemas because of restricted opening times.
I understand you also run a film competition?
Yes, for under-18s. We have a different theme every year. Last year, for example, the theme was Future Planet, and the winner was a 10-minute documentary encouraging youngsters to be more aware of environmental issues, focusing on getting school kids to cycle to school instead of going by car. This year, the theme is Sporting Nation, so there'll also be lots of ideas to choose from. Now, we're always on the lookout for new local talent, so if you live in the Adbourne area and are under 18, you should have a go. We have an excellent prize every year donated by local businesses, shops, hotels, etc. This year, you can win a high-spec movie camera worth over £800. Application forms are on the website, and the deadline for sending in your film to enter the competition is the last day of July. It's May now, so you'll have the whole of June to be working on it.
Part 3. This is the last recorded material you're going to listen to. You also have 20 seconds to read instructions before you listen. And you will also listen to it twice.
Part 3.
Test 3. Listening passage.
Good afternoon. Today our topic is schools. We're actually talking about one specific type of school. It's a Montessori. A Montessori is different from other schools. In most schools, children sit in seats. The teacher stands at the front of the class and the children listen. The teacher tells them, "Open your books. Repeat after me." Usually, the teacher is strict with the children. If they don't listen, the teacher disciplines them. A Montessori is very different. In a Montessori, the room is filled with material for children to learn from. The children don't sit and listen. The teacher expects them to walk around. They choose what they want to do. They may pick up several things before they choose something to work on. Sometimes they work by themselves. Other times they work with other children if they feel like socializing. There is no schedule that they follow. The teacher is a guide who helps them learn. A Montessori is named after a woman from Italy, Maria Montessori. Montessori was a doctor in Italy. Actually, she was the first woman doctor in Italy in the 1890s. When she was in the university in Rome, she worked in a psychiatric clinic at a hospital. She became very involved with the children there. She believed that every child needed an opportunity to learn. She also believed that children teach themselves. Each child can learn with little help from a teacher. In other words, put a child in a room with a lot of interesting things to do, and the child will want to learn. She developed materials that the children could pick up and use to learn. When she was 28, Dr. Montessori started to work with a group of children everyone else thought could never learn. No one had ever tried to teach them because of this. But after 2 years with Dr. Montessori, the children scored as high as children from a regular traditional school. Everyone wanted to hear about how Dr. Montessori did this. She traveled around the world. She talked about her ideas about teaching children. Her ideas became very popular with people all over the world. Dr. Montessori combined creative ideas about materials with common sense ideas about children. With her approach, even children with learning problems were able to achieve a lot. And there are now thousands of Montessori programs all over the world. This was one woman who changed education for millions of people.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Good afternoon. Today our topic is schools. We're actually talking about one specific type of school. It's a Montessori. A Montessori is different from other schools. In most schools, children sit in seats. The teacher stands at the front of the class and the children listen. The teacher tells them, "Open your books. Repeat after me." Usually the teacher is strict with the children. If they don't listen, the teacher disciplines them. A Montessori is very different. In a Montessori, the room is filled with material for children to learn from. The children don't sit and listen. The teacher expects them to walk around. They choose what they want to do. They may pick up several things before they choose something to work on. Sometimes they work by themselves. Other times they work with other children if they feel like socializing. There is no schedule that they follow. The teacher is a guide who helps them learn. A Montessori is named after a woman from Italy, Maria Montessori. Montessori was a doctor in Italy. Actually, she was the first woman doctor in Italy in the 1890s. When she was in the university in Rome, she worked in a psychiatric clinic at a hospital. She became very involved with the children there. She believed that every child needed an opportunity to learn. She also believed that children teach themselves. Each child can learn with little help from a teacher. In other words, put a child in a room with a lot of interesting things to do, and the child will want to learn. She developed materials that the children could pick up and use to learn. When she was 28, Dr. Montessori started to work with a group of children everyone else thought could never learn. No one had ever tried to teach them because of this. But after 2 years with Dr. Montessori, the children scored as high as children from a regular traditional school. Everyone wanted to hear about how Dr. Montessori did this. She traveled around the world. She talked about her ideas about teaching children. Her ideas became very popular with people all over the world. Dr. Montessori combined creative ideas about materials with common sense ideas about children. With her approach, even children with learning problems were able to achieve a lot. And there are now thousands of Montessori programs all over the world. This was one woman who changed education for millions of people.